Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, founder of Miracle Night, where health and wellness are one. I am an educator, author, speaker, radio show host, fitness trainer, and a full circle health coach. Just want to tip you off right now that at the end of the show, you're going to get a little gift. So don't forget to stay till the end so you can collect on your little gift. Well, today's topic is bang. What an interesting topic. What does this have to do with Get Healthy Now? Why this sound? How does it make you feel? Well, let's ask, how did it make me feel? Something or someone comes to an abrupt stop is what comes to my mind immediately. And that's exactly what happened. And then what? Well, here goes the story. Last Thursday, November 5th, I was up in the mountains in my unit, and my daughter was with me, and she says, Mom, would you please walk me over to my unit so I can turn on the lights? Your lights are on. I'm afraid to go over there by myself. So I said, of course, no problem. So I walked her over carefully and everything went really great. She turned on her lights. We said goodnight and I turned around, walking back to my unit where the lights were on. All I could hear again is bang. Say bang. How does it make you feel? Does it tighten up your body? Does it make you feel kind of like, oh my goodness, what now? Anyway, that's exactly what happened. And I fell down on the ground, hitting my shoulder first and then my face. And I never really lost consciousness, but I felt like I saw that light at the end of the tunnel. So first things that went through my mind was, oh no. We did not renew the ambulance insurance up here. So we pay only $600 instead of about $12,000, $16,000. I can't go with the ambulance. Next thing is, oh no, I need to go through my provider to get permission to go to the ER. And there is no way I can see any numbers. I can't see anything. Well, my daughter did hear me outside, so she came and helped me to get up and move me inside the house and put me to bed. And then some hot compresses on my shoulder that was just cramping from shoulder to fingertips. It was awful. But anyway, she did help me with that. And then I said, you know, we need to call the advice nurse. And she tried to do it over the phone, over the computer, because she does not like to make phone calls. That's a phobia she has. Well, anyway, nothing worked with the computer. So I spent the whole night in bed with excruciating pain. And I had time to think during that time. Once in a while, I had a clear moment and I said, what does this experience have to do with Get Healthy Now? Well, first of all, I was in pain, so I know I was injured. And I said, okay, how can I balance my life that it continues on a daily basis with the best I can be, the best I can do, and the best I can make out of every day until I'm physically 100% again? Long story short, the next morning, my husband called me and I told him he had to call the advice nurse, gave him the number. He explained to her what happened. She called me back and said, you need to go to the ER immediately. I'm not going to give you an hour. You don't have time to twiddle around. You got to go now. So I found out there is one single cab up here in this beautiful mountain. And I mean it seriously. I love it up here. So I called the cab and I went to the ER. And that's when things started happening. Okay, so I registered at the ER. And after I had registered, I had to wait just a little bit. And then they took me in and put me on the ER bed. And they were asking me questions. What happened? How did it happen? Whatever, whole bunch. You know how it is. They need to have all the facts together. Then they took x-rays of my shoulder, my neck, and everything else. And I hear the doctor say, totally dislocated, arthritis, and osteoporosis. And I go, what in the world does one have to do with the other? Well, to make a long story short, I had time to redirect my thinking after the bang. And the my reflections were, oh my, am I glad it was not worse? Am I glad I could get up? Am I happy the shoulder was not, was put back in place? And I'm going to tell you a little bit more about that. And my happy life goes on. After every fall or bang, get up and do, be, and give your best again. No need to get depressed. No need to feel sorry for yourself. Look at your life being fully balanced and bounce back. I chose my balance over imbalance just because I was in pain. Anyway, I said, I'm going to tell you more about that shoulder dislocation. The ER doctor tried 3 times to put my shoulder in place. The first time, I tore the belt that he used, the material belt that he used to put it back in. The second time, he said, I almost lifted him off the ground. The third time, I screamed, oh, my knee, oh, my knee. He goes, what's wrong with your knee? I said, sorry, I'm at my elbow. I feel like I'm losing it. So they had to get me under narcosis, knock me out to get the shoulder in. That helped release the tension. I mean, it was as hard as a rock. Everything was just cramping like crazy. And by then, it was 15 hours that I had dislocated my shoulder. He goes, I can't believe you're still standing here. I said, well, not for much longer. I'm ready for a chair now. So long story short, they were able to fix it, to put it back in with the very stern instructions. Don't do anything silly. You have to be in this brace that we give you now 24/7 for at least 2 weeks. Then you need to go to your regular physician, have him check you out, order an MRI so we can see if there were internal injuries like tears or fractures that we could not see because everything was so distorted from the cramping and the pain. And then we just wish you all the best, that everything turns out all right. And so that was it, you know. I was in bed there. After an hour or so, I woke up. And he goes, how are you doing? I go, I don't know. I don't feel anything. He goes, I guess that's great. And I started laughing. And he says, okay, now we need to get you back to take some more x-rays to see if it's really in properly. They did. And he said, oh, it's good. It looks great. It's really in right now. So keep it that way. And again, follow the rules. And after a while, he says, you know, I got to tell you this. I have never seen anybody dislocated for 15 hours and coming in here, enduring pain by trying to put it back in and having to be knocked out to finally be able to do it. And then afterwards, start joking around and laughing. Who are you? And I said, well, I'm just me. Yes, I was in agonizing pain. But right now, I don't feel anything. And I don't see why I should mope around, scream, yell, and whatever, when there's nothing to it. It does not help. I'd rather be happy and laugh, because laughing releases good hormones, healing hormones, and I want to be healed in no time. And he goes, wow, what a choice. How did you come up with it? And I did tell him, you know, I'm a health, full circle health coach, and I teach people about balanced lives and how to do things. And from there on, Sorry, I have to phone, hold the phone with one hand, so I have to put it down once in a while that I can see what's happening here. And so I said, I chose to be happy that nothing was worse. Today, it's exactly, I mean, tonight at 7 o'clock, it's exactly going to be a week. I still am under pain meds and stuff, but my life is a happy life. I'm doing great, and I can actually start doing things again with one hand. It's just a little bit slower, but still the choice is there to be happy and to make the best out of everything. And that's why I consider that bang, say bang, really, when you feel it, when it hits and you get shaken back into reality, that's when it tells me living a balanced life is one of the most important things you can do. Don't let one little thing get you imbalanced, that you feel sorry for yourself or anything, because that doesn't help. It doesn't help in healing. It doesn't help in feeling good. All right. So that's what I said again. When I had a question for you, or actually I asked somebody, and they realized after I told them the story, what comes after bang? And the person goes, get up. And I go, that's right. So it's bang, get up. What gives you more energy when you say it? Say it with me together. Bang, get up. Bang, get up. So what energizes you more? What makes you feel better? The get up. So don't let a fall hinder you from following your dream. Sometimes we need to fall forward to get stronger and better at what we are doing. Again, bang, get up. Okay, now the little gift that I promised you, you can download on http://thomson.enagicweb.com. That has to do with healthy water to drink, and that helps heal too, and that's what I'm doing. I'm drinking quite a bit of water. My contact information is www.miklknight.com. That's MICLKNIGHT.com. My email address is dythomson@miklknight.com. My phone number is 562-335-4956. I'm in the process of setting up another link where you can sign up for my newsletters. Unfortunately, it's not quite ready yet, and I first have to heal that shoulder. But then from there on, you can sign up actually for the newsletter that I'm going to have about Get Healthy Now. And that would be one of the presents or something in constant that you can get to keep in touch. Otherwise, I would love to hear from you either through my website that I gave you or my email address or by phone or text, so I can answer your questions or give you some positive feedback about anything that relates to Get Healthy Now and that I have the information about. For right now, I'm going to say until next week, stay healthy and empowered. And please do the best, be the best, and make the best out of each and every day you live. I love you all, and I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Have a great day.